And it is my responsibility tonight to make sure that my cup is full. It is my responsibility tonight to know without a shadow of a doubt that nobody is responsible for the substance in my cup but me. I can't depend upon my parents. I can't depend upon my wife. I can't depend upon my child. I can't depend upon my church, because that cup is my cup. It is nobody else's tonight. It is labeled with Doug Stevens, and it is mine. And when I stand before God, God will ask to see my cup, not your cup. He'll ask to see Doug's cup, not my wife's cup. And when I stand there, it is my responsibility that my cup be full.
Yeah.
Amen. There have been too many times in my life I lived in an area where I was satisfied with a cup that was just half full.
Right.
There was too many times in my life and in my ministry that I walked with the satisfaction that it did not have a substance that ran over the brim and down the sides, but I was satisfied because I thought I had just enough. I'm afraid that the church world is living in that blink today. They're satisfied with a cup that is just half full of the portion that they have of their Lord. Listen, tonight it is my responsibility to make sure my cup runneth over. It is my responsibility to make sure nobody else hinders me in my walk. It is my responsibility. Whoever comes, whoever goes, whatever fails, whatever transpires, it is my responsibility. It is my cup. Paul said to the Ephesians, the elders of Ephesians, he said, I want to make it back to Pentecost on the day of Pentecost. Do you know what he was saying? He said, I want to get back to the place of my experience.
Hallelujah!
Before this church was remodeled, I can point you to the place where I got saved. And a month later, I can point you to the place where I knelt down and in a revival got filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And that same brother sat there back there that walked with me when I crawled on my hands and on my knees and prayed, Lord, fill him with the Holy Ghost. He's here tonight. And it is my cup. And it's my responsibility. It isn't anybody else's. When I stand before God, God will give me account for my cup.
Right. Come on.
I cannot blame him.
Oh God.
I can't blame you. I can't blame my wife. Because my cup is my responsibility. Nobody else's. It is mine. And if it's my cup, I must always pray, Lord, fill my cup until it runneth over. I shall not be satisfied with just a small portion. But oh, let me pray like gosh, a double portion until my cup runneth over. I profess and I proclaim to be Pentecostal. It is not because I was raised in a Pentecostal church. It's not because I have a Pentecostal pastor. It's not because of my association or my affiliation with some denomination. But it is because it is the road that I chose after the day of Pentecost, when the power of God was put out and the cup ran over. That's the kind that I want, and I will not settle for anything less. Did you hear me? Anything less. Nothing the less. My cup must run over. It is my responsibility. Amen. I see cups inside services, Oakley, and they sit there and they just hold their cup because it's just the prestigious thing to do. Listen, when I go to certain houses to stay with pastors or evangelist quarters, I find out that there's faucets that have weak seals in them. Therefore, the last fellow that was in there for me, he didn't want it to leak, so he screwed it down real tight. And when I put my small palm on that and I try to turn to get some water out, I feel resistance. I feel resistance. But I can go to a place that has a well. I can go to the place with my cup You see, it was my experience. It was my experience. It was my Pentecost. It was my salvation. It was right here. I may not be able to come physically as much as I'd like to, but I can go back in my mind mentally to the place where He saved me, and He gave me the cup, and He filled it up. The place where He baptized me with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and I can get my cup filled up again. Yeah, too many people want to blame everybody else because their cups aren't full. Listen, I know when I've wrestled the Lord like Jacob. I know when I've been like Paul, and I've had my experiences where the light of the Lord came down and it blinded me. And when the scales fell off my eyes, I saw like I never saw before. You know why? It was my experience.
Mine.
It wasn't yours. It was mine. Too many cups come to the house of the Lord expecting to sit close to somebody else so that their cup runneth over. Maybe while they're shouting, demonstrating underneath the power of the Holy Ghost, the unction of the Lord, Shekinah of God comes down, that they might get a little splash over in. It is too late to depend upon anybody else's cup. It's my responsibility. It is my cup, and it's my responsibility. And when I come to church, I may have got a filled proportion on Sunday night, but I guarantee you I hit a knock in the road or a nudge on the side that made a little bit of mine leap out. You may have not, but common sense tells you Monday and Tuesday heat with no opposition causes evaporation. And on a Wednesday night, here I come with my cup again, saying, fill my cup, God, and tell it running over, because I need it Thursday and Friday and Saturday, and I'll be back in the house of the Lord on Sunday to get it filled up again. But we're satisfied with just enough. We're satisfied with just enough to get us by. Lord, help me. My cup, when it gets half full, is half empty. My cup, when it's half full, is half empty. Have you ever seen one of these freezer mugs that's got a liquid encased in it? You put it in the freezer upside down and it freezes hard as ice. That way when you take your drink out, you can pour whatever you're going to have that's cold in it. You don't have to put any ice. You don't have to worry about it being diluted down. The problem is, there's been times when I let my cup sit on the counter. It's a clear cup. The liquid inside it's clear. And if I'm trying to drink some nice cold ice water, before I know it, I've left my cup idle on the shelf because the substance on the inside is really lower than the substance within the cup. It looks higher. It looks like it's always full. But it ain't. It ain't. You can't go by looks. I told my people the other night, I said, every one of you got a cup. And your cup is labeled. And your label on your cup not only has your name, but it's got the name of our church on it. When you go outside these four walls, there's going to be people that see the cup that you carry that expect you to live the life that you profess. Because people on the outside look for symbols, and they look for standards, and they look for things that help us to understand what we stand for. And I said, don't even think about taking your cup outside these four walls if you're not going to keep the substance on the inside, the power of the Lord so full that your portion is always of the Lord and nothing else. Scripture said, my portion is of the Lord. My challenge tonight is, we have our cups, but what is our portion? We have our cups, but what is the substance in it, and how deep is it?
Well. Come on, preacher.
There's a problem in churches across the country. You don't have it here. But there's a great problem in our country on this temptation to quench the Spirit of God within our services. It is a strong temptation for a number of reasons. One of them is we that are very conservative in our theology and in our preaching and in our stands, sometimes sit back very well reserved because we don't want to be classified as those that are extra emotional and have nothing to back it up.
Well.
But I was always taught we had it before they did. And so therefore, if we had it before they ever did, then when my cup runneth over, there is no way to quench the Spirit of the Lord. There is no way to sit when the Lord comes down and answers whose prayers? My prayers. Whose cup is it filling? He's filling my cup. When the Lord comes down, whether it's a song somebody's singing and the Holy Ghost ministers to me, somebody stands and testifies of how God brought them through, and my cup is filling up to the top, or the man of God is preaching an unadulterated word from God, there is no way to contain my spirit when my cup runneth over. There is no way. There is no way. I cannot be Pentecostal and contain the running over of my cup. I cannot. Oh, let the Lord will answer my prayer tonight. Fill my cup until it runneth over. Fill my cup until it runneth over. Why? I need a little bit of running over. Why? You need to shout? No, I don't need to shout. But I need that blessed assurance Pentecost Crosby talked about. When I leave the house of the Lord, I'm different than when I came, because my cup, it runneth over. My cup, it runneth over. Amen. Amen.
Come on, sir.
Why? Because my portion is of the Lord. Why can some people not runneth over with their portion? Their portion is not of the Lord. Their portion is not of the Lord. And they just have a cup that looks like it's full. But it's not. It's dry and it's empty. And you examine the cup real good, and it's just got the marks of a stain of a has-been experience with Jesus Christ in the bottom of it. My cup will runneth over because I believe my God will answer my prayers. And folks, it's my cup. It's not yours. It's mine. It's my responsibility. It's not anybody else's. If my cup's not full tonight, I can't blame it on anybody else but me. Nobody else but me. Nobody else. I can't blame it on sister so-and-so, brother so-and-so. It's me. It's me. I can get my cup filled every time I think about getting saved. On that night in January when Brother Gene Huff was here and preached the revival, And I stood back there under conviction, but not wanting to walk out because, you see, I was raised in it. But I'm finding out.
Tell us about it.
You can't go to heaven because you just raised in it.
Sir.
You can't go to heaven on Mom and Dad's coattail.
No, sir.
It was my cup. My cup. And I've been off in the woods, and I've been in the back of a Sunday school room, and I've been in a church sanctuary where nobody else is around. You know what helps me get my cup filled? When I remember the night I got saved, when Brother Lloyd came back and asked me as a Sunday school teacher, "Doug, want to go pray?" "No, that's okay." Laid his hands on me right in front, had the nerve to lay his hands on me in a Pentecostal service and pray for me, and the power of God came down. Tears flowed, and I couldn't resist it anymore. My cup started being filled up when I walked down the aisle and I knelt down here, Brother Oakley, and the Lord saved me 1 month later in a revival. Oh, baptized with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Baptized, Brother Claude Ely, baptized, preaching that message. Sodom could be your doom. Sodom could be your doom. God's blockade on the road to hell. My goodness. Got into an altar praying. People that are here tonight got around me. Some of them ain't here. But that doesn't make my experience any less the difference, because they ain't here tonight. It's mine because it was my cup. I remember calling around. Call around, Brother Sessor hanging over me. I don't know if he's still tonight, but he could if the Lord was on him. Get down, prayed for me, arm around my neck, got the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and it was my experience. And when I need my cup filled up again, I don't go back to just a tradition. I don't go back to just a building. I go back to my experience. Times in the past when my cup runneth over, and when my cup was filled. My prayer tonight is, Lord, fill my cup. Fill my cup. Fill my cup. Fill it till it overruns. And don't stop there. Let it get somebody else's brim wet. Let it get the saucer of somebody else a little damp, so that they can feel just a little bit and see there's still hope for my cup. And God, my God, get down to business and pray for myself. Amen. As they sung, the old book on his. It's who? It's me. Who?
Me.
It's me. It's me, O Lord. Standing in the need of prayer. It's not my father nor my brother, but it's me, O Lord. Standing in the need of prayer. It's not the preacher or the deacon, but it's me, O Lord. Standing in the need of prayer. And when I pray like that, it isn't very long when my cup, it runneth over, and it experiences to me one more time, and I got a God in heaven that opens up the skies and answers my prayers because it's my cup. Amen. Everybody with a prayer request, let's come around the altar, find us a place to pray tonight. Let's just ask the Lord to continue pouring out tonight into service. Amen. Let's all come either in your seats. This ain't the end yet, but we've all got requests. Let's find a place to pray. That's